News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
For the second day in a row, Seeley Lake residents are urged to get out. Good morning, everyone. Montana Morning, it is Friday. Congratulations, you made it. It's August 11, 2017. Again, they have stolen my mountains. Air quality very unhealthy in Seeley Lake right now. In Missoula, Florence, and Hamilton, Missoula, Frenchtown, and Hamilton, the air is rated as unhealthy for sensitive groups. So, there you go. We're kind of all in the same soupy boat, I guess. It's smoky and 59 degrees in Missoula. Our newscast this morning, sponsored by the Bitterroot Tour of Homes, coming up August 18th, 19th, and 20th. For ticket information, check them out online at bitterrootbia.com. Montana health officials are warning residents of Seeley Lake, the town choked by smoke from a nearby wildfire, that the air pollution is so bad at certain times of the day that everyone should leave. The pollution recorded in Seeley Lake yesterday was nearly four times over hazardous levels. City County Health Department Air Quality Specialist Sarah Cofield said the department is advising the entire community of more than 1,600 people to leave. The recommendation is not an enforceable evacuation. Most people chose to stay. Resident Ted Linford said the mornings are the worst before the sun warms the air and disperses the smoke. He says visibility is about 200 yards, everything smells like a campfire, and the smoke leaves a taste like chalk in his throat. In a related story, DEQ air quality specialist Kristen Martin said the smoke problem in Missoula County, specifically Seeley Lake, is likely the worst in Montana ever.
As far as I know, we've never had a county health department recommend evacuation due to air quality. As far as the persistent morning hazardous air quality impacts we've seen in Seeley Lake over the past 10 days is certainly something that we have not measured in recent memory. In Montana, it certainly occurs on other fires around the country at times, but for here in Montana, this is certainly a unique situation.
Sadly, it looks like the bad air quality in Missoula County is only going to get worse.
Through Saturday, it looks like we're going to see more of the same, with potentially air quality getting a little worse each day. A ridge of high pressure that's been over the West Coast for a while is slowly making its way over Montana, and that's carrying a whole bunch of smoke from those Canadian fires with it. We do see a pattern change starting next week where we see more westerly winds, but that could potentially bring in even more smoke.
Air quality has been progressively getting worse in the city of Missoula, climbing from moderate on Monday to unhealthy on yesterday. Satellite photos show the entire stretch of the western Montana border from Canada to Idaho shrouded in smoke. In a related story, top federal and state fire managers say the national fire preparedness level will be raised to its highest point this afternoon. The National Multi-Agency Coordinating Group made the announcement yesterday, saying the jump to preparedness level 5 reflects a high degree of wildfire activity, and that further assistance from the military and international resources may be considered and requested. The group says wildfire activity has escalated in recent days after thunderstorms, many with little or no moisture, moved across parts of California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Montana, sparking hundreds of new fires. To date, 40,845 wildfires have burned over 6 million acres in the U.S. this year, below the 10-year average for number of fires, but above the 10-year average for acres burned. The last time the national preparedness level was raised to 5 was in August of 2015. Early Thursday morning at about 1 a.m., a woman walked from her apartment on Mullen Road to a hotel where she could call authorities. Police spokesman Travis Welsh said the woman claimed to be the victim of a violent domestic dispute.
Officers were called to report of a woman at a local hotel in the 1600 block of West Broadway who was reporting that she had been in some type of disturbance with her boyfriend and that she had been strangled. The officers responded, met with the woman, who described a situation that began with an argument over a misunderstanding.
The boyfriend, 26-year-old Bryce McKenna, appears to have become enraged after hearing her talking on the phone.
He thought he heard his girlfriend speaking about an ex-boyfriend on the phone. He took the phone from her. The argument escalated into a pushing and shoving match that culminated with the male sitting on top of the female and actually using his hand to limit her ability to breathe by putting pressure on her throat.
When police went to confront McKenna, he pretended not to be at home. Police forced entry after hearing from family members that he may have overdosed on drugs. McKenna was taken to the hospital but did not appear to have any overdose. He now faces multiple charges, including felony assault and felony probation violation. Another police story, about 2:30 Wednesday afternoon, police received multiple complaints about a vehicle in traffic driving recklessly. According to spokesman Travis Welsh, once again, reports said the driver was running red lights and nearly causing collisions with other vehicles.
As these complaints came in, a total of eight at this point, officers were converging on these areas where he was identified or as he was seen, and eventually did catch up to it and attempted to initiate a stop. Rather, the driver fled away at a higher rate of speed, and the officers initiated a pursuit.
Welsh said the first complaint came in at Orange and 5th, and high-speed pursuit eventually ended up at Southgate Mall. Officers then pinned the driver in and didn't allow him to go any further.
A single male occupant, adult, was removed from the vehicle and taken into custody. There were three agencies actively involved in the pursuit, the city, county, and highway patrol. And at two different occasions, I'm told, suspect actually drove his vehicle at one of the patrol vehicles that were involved in this pursuit.
Welsh said the driver has not yet been identified and that the investigation is ongoing. Yellowstone National Park has seen a significant increase in visitation. According to spokeswoman Morgan Warathan, the park conducted two separate studies in 2016 to better understand why people are visiting the park.
87% of the groups had only visited the park once in the last 12 months. 96% of the groups indicated that they come to Yellowstone to see natural scenery. They also come to view wildlife. They come to view geysers and other thermal features. And finally, they come to experience a wild place.
As visitation to the park has increased, though, so have some of the problems.
What I can tell you is since 2014, motor vehicle accidents have gone up by 90%. Ambulance use has gone up by about 60%. And search and rescues have gone up by an astounding 130%.
Warathan said the data from these two reports will help Yellowstone managers decide what type of management strategies should be used in the future. And finally, with a total solar eclipse right around the cosmic corner on August 21st, eye doctors are going into nagging overdrive. They say, Mom was right, you can damage your eyes staring at the sun, even the slimmest sliver of it. So it's time to rustle up some special eclipse eyewear to use August 21st, where the U.S. has its first full eclipse spanning coast to coast in 99 years. The only time it's safe to view the eclipse without protection is during the 2 minutes or so when the sun is completely covered by the moon. That will occur only along a narrow strip stretching from Oregon through the Midwestern Plains down to South Carolina. The rest of the U.S. gets a partial eclipse that extends into Canada and part of South America. So listen to Ma. News Talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Smoky sunshine today with our high temperatures right around the 90-degree mark. Isolated showers and thunderstorms will be possible this afternoon. We'll keep the daily threat of thunder going through the weekend with daytime highs in the 80s and 90s. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for KECI 13.